You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740. Buckle up, everyone. It's time to get this show on the road. Time for Dave's Corner Garage, your Saturday morning joyride on Zoomer Radio.
Okay, Jonathan, it's your turn too. Yeehaw!
Yeehaw!
Man, that guy's got lungs. I love it. Good morning. It's Dave's Corner Garage. I owe you a dollar. Yeah, I know. The bet around here is if I say good morning, I have to pay him a dollar. Jonathan Schluth with us, obviously. Jonathan's with Car Generator, and we're going to talk about camping and boondoggling. Is that what it's called?
Boondocking.
Boondockings, yeah. I know from boondoggling. Anyways, we'll do that. With that, we're going to talk to Andy Thompson, who is with Airstream Trailers. An interesting story. This company's been around since the early 30s, producing the Airstreams. Trevor Hutchison, the Crown Prince, is going to join us, and we're going to talk about their events this weekend. And, of course, Mike from Lant Insurance, our reporter who never gets paid. He's over at the Canadian Tire Motorsports Park. They're having the Vintage Grand Prix, otherwise known as the Varick event. And Mike's going to report from that because that's a big event this weekend.
The Varick event?
Varick event.
Is it a Canadian Varick?
You know, when you see those old cars go down the hill on turn two in the rain, it's exciting.
I bet it is.
So we have a really great lineup for you. Make sure if you're going to call in, sometimes you're going to be a little bit on hold. We apologize for that.
So if you're into camping or anything to do with your car, getting it ready to go camping, this is the time to call in. Throughout the entire hour, Jonathan Schluth is in from Car Generator. And throughout the hour, you can go to their website, cargenerator.com.
And go to Facebook / Dave's Corner Garage, and you can pick us up live because we're broadcasting.
And you shaved again.
Only one side.
Okay, that's good. This is Dave's Corner Garage.
My pillow was sticking.
Your pillow was sticking. I'm not going there. We'll be back. We'll get him a coffee and wake him up. Thanks.
Right.
Welcome back. This is Dave's Corner Garage, completely off the rails again. And that's what it should be for a Saturday. Who
needs
to be serious?
I'm learning. I'm learning.
Yeah, press a button.
Okay, we're talking with Jonathan Schluth from Car Generator. You just came back from the factory at Airstream. What a trip.
I did. It was really cool. Airstream are just this beautiful, shiny trailer. And the first thing we always heard from people, a lot of times people say is, I didn't know Airstream still made trailers. And yes, they do. And they're really very premium, very high-end, and really beautiful.
They look like the Rolex watch of trailers.
Oh, they're gorgeous.
Yeah. They are. Yeah. They really are.
And they have clubs, right? They have actual clubs that trailer to the parks and stuff like that. Now, you mentioned it's called boondocking. What's boondocking?
So, boondocking... boondocking.
Men do this?
Let him get on with it. We're going to get bleeped on this thing.
They can. People call it glamping sometimes.
Yeah,
the term glamping is where you go camping, where you go camping, but you're just as comfortable as, you've got all the luxuries and comforts of home. And that's really one of the things, boondocking. So, a trailer, and not just Airstreams, but lots of RVs, really the magic of these things is they're totally self-contained anywhere you go. You've got a fridge, a bed, a bathroom, a shower. You can sleep, you can eat, you can do whatever you need. And the most amazing thing is that you can do this not only while you're plugged in at a park, but you can do it anywhere. You can do it on Crown Lands. You can be in a parking lot. You can be wherever you like. And you're totally self-contained. The only thing you need is two things. One, water, of course. They have tanks on them.
Yes.
But the second is power. So the sport of being in your trailer, self-contained, not plugged into anything, off-grid, we call it, is called boondocking. So right? So you got to keep your water. And
honey, we're going glamping.
No, I just want to make sure
I'm busy.
You can have a refrigerator in your Airstream, right?
Yep.
Or whatever you're using.
Whatever camper you have.
But you can have a wine cooler in there as well. I just want to make sure because I know my
beer.
Lady.
I mean, the beer.
No. My wife needs her Sangiovese.
You know,
so that's perfect.
Keep it at 7 degrees Celsius and your reds at exactly 16. Make sure you serve them the perfect temperature.
It sounds like you've done this.
Oh, yeah.
You have a diesel vehicle.
Yeah, we tow with a diesel Mercedes SUV, and that's great.
How much time do you have on that unit to run?
So Well, the amazing thing with boondocking is that you, as long as you have water, you can get power from your car. So basically, the trailer, most trailers have batteries built into them. You have either one battery or two battery. They're like a card battery, or they might be bigger. You've got a couple of ways to recharge them. So use them for the pumps, for taking shower, for lights, for doing things like that. But basically, the way you can recharge, when the batteries get low, and they do quickly, the way you can recharge them is with solar panels on the roof. So we have five big panels on the roof. So that's about a half a kilowatt of solar power, which is a lot, but still not enough if you're in a shady site or it's raining. You can power it by plugging it into the campground. You can power it by a gas generator if you want to drag that around, or you can power it from your car using a car generator. Yeah.
And which is cool, because if you go to a campsite, if you can find one, you can't find one, you have your car. Yep. Car generator, turn your car on, boom.
And that's
not real, boom. I mean, you have power.
Not boom.
That's a real thing right now.
It's huge.
People start booking like Algonquin and provincial parks 6 months in advance. They wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning to get ready to be able to press the button, to log in, to try to get campsites. There's this fierce, competition for campsites. So people now are thinking, like, my trailer's self-contained. Why don't I go off-grid and be able to camp wherever you want?
We had friends who had an Airstream, and they went out west. They did Banff, they did Jasper, and some of the pictures are just killer. And they did boondocking.
Yeah.
And they said it was and they'd never done it before.
Yeah, absolutely. So really what car generator is, it's a really simple gadget, very easy. Hook it up in less than a minute to the front of your car. And it's weatherproof. You can use it in the rain or any time.
And it's light. How much does it weigh?
16 pounds. You just hook it up to the power inlet of your trailer like you would normally to a campground and start your car, and you have power. No generator required. Very easy. You can use it to watch TV in your trailer when it's a rainy day, make margaritas, use your slow cookers, recharge your trailer batteries.
No wonder they like camping. They're drinking all the time.
Well, I mean, that's what you're supposed to do. You drink or you do other things, and you just fish, and it's great.
You glamp.
You glamp. He's going to be on this glamping all day.
Well, and not to forget our cottage owners, because
yeah, absolutely,
cottage owners love this. They can basically, when the power goes out in cottage country, pull this thing out, hook it up, run extension cord in, and run your fridge instead of driving your boat to the marina to try to get ice and keep everything cool. Just hook it up to your car.
You know that Fred Stoddard lives in San Martin.
Oui.
And so they had a big problem with the power being restored.
They have it.
They just bought a couple of these units, and you were kind enough to deliver them.
Yep.
And that's how they're going to power the house for a while.
Yeah, because it'll go for a couple of years like that. Because San Martin will be fully up and running for at least another year.
So I can see this. You know, the reality is you keep this in the back of your car.
Yep.
And if there's an emergency, it's there. It doesn't take anything. It doesn't have to be serviced. It's there.
No maintenance. You can use it for tent camping. It's great, even in the campgrounds that don't allow generators.
So what's it sell for?
It sells for $695. And the bonus on top of all of this is that next winter, when it arrives, we don't want to talk about it.
No, it's never coming back.
You can use it to run your home gas furnace as well. When the power
would be great. I like the cottage angle, because we have friends who have a cottage in McKellar, and they lost power a few weeks ago. Their brand new furnace went so boom, hooked it up, and I got a Guinness and a couple scotches after that.
There you go, glamping.
I was glamping. We're gonna glamp until we can't glamp no more. Cargenerator.com is a website you can go to throughout the hour, and we welcome any calls you have about your car, truck, light van, SUV, and especially calls about what do you want to do with this car generator if you want to do some camping?
Coming after this break, we're going to be talking with Andy Thompson. Andy is with Airstream.
This is Dave's Corner Garage. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Glamping, we will go. A boondocking, we will go.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. Throughout the hour, Jonathan Schlue and your calls about glamping, boondocking, camping, and your car getting you ready for the summer, because it is coming around. Dave, over to you.
Okay, you know, I'm learning lots of stuff here. Roughing it, but smoothly.
See that?
That's all right, on the phone with us is Andy Thompson, and he knows what roughing it smoothly means. Andy, good morning. How are you?
Well, just terrific. How are you?
Great. So, Andy, you're with Airstream. Didn't know that Airstream actually came out in 1936, that model, and it's still in production. It's like a Rolex watch.
Yeah, they're the oldest RV manufacturer.
And they've got clubs. It's a whole cult. I can't call it a cult.
I think the Airstream Facebook page has 45,000 members. So.
And wow. Some of them are watching this morning. Shout out to them, Airstream addicts. Hey.
Yeah. Interesting. So tell me something. Airstream makes mobile homes and other things, but the trailers is really the main source of the business. How do you tow it around? I mean, how big a car do you need?
Well, it depends on the size. Our smallest ones, little 16-foot Bambis, tow those with lots of modern four-cylinder turbos, like Volkswagen Tiguans are popular, Ford Escapes, things like that, no problem. A couple of customers with Subaru WRXs that are towing with them. You get into the larger ones, say a 30-foot, you need generally a V6 of some kind, about a 3.5-liter or something in a turbocharged 3-liter. It's these days, power isn't usually the issue. Cars have become so much more powerful, and the transmissions have so many more gears that we don't really have any big problems compared to the old days when we towed everything with Chevy Caprices with 350 V8 with 155 horsepower. It's pretty easy these days.
So, Andy, if people want to, if they're interested when they hear this going on with Jonathan and Dave, if they have a specific car, can they reach out to you and say, okay, I have, say, a Tiguan? What size would be the ideal Airstream for me to look into?
Yeah, we do that all the time. And part of it, too, is what your usage is going to be, what your expectations are. But
Andy also carries other brands than Airstream, too. They have other, like, fifth wheels and all kinds of different other trailers as well that you can reach out as well.
Is it seasonal, or do people, that right now is when the season is to people buying, or is it they're looking at buying a fall? Because
this is our peak season, but yeah. It's pretty much year-round anymore. We're a little quiet for a bit in December, January, but
I wonder why.
Still lots of busy.
But I'm sure you may get a fair amount of people who would be inquiring about, they're going to head down to Arizona because it's warmer down there in February, or yep. Florida. Can they? What happens with that? Do you get people ready for it earlier?
Yeah, and then there's we have customers, of course, spend the whole winter down south, but we get a lot that want to stay here for Christmas, so. Often on the week between Christmas and New Year's, there'll be 35-40 units leave the lot here and head south.
I have to tell you a story. My dad in 55 and 56, I think it was, he had a brand new Cadillac and we had an Airstream, and we drove to Florida. So we get to Washington and he cannot find the park to park the trailer. So he goes to a taxi and he says to the cab, I need somebody to guide me to the trailer park. The guy says $10. So back in the 55, $10 was like 4 days worth of wages.
Yeah.
So he gives him the 10 bucks. The guy takes us around the block to the other side, honks his horn and say goodbye.
Well, that used to be the combination, a Cadillac and an Airstream. That was popular. That was a
big, heavy car. And also I remember at the border, they wouldn't let us sit in the trailer. We had to sit in the car. They wouldn't let us ride in the trailer as we drove to the...
Could be the look.
They
could
don't
be the
look. Do that. That's probably a good idea. I haven't found seatbelts in any of them yet. So.
Oh. Yeah, so Andy and his shop, we bought our Airstream from them about 4 years ago. My wife and I had always thought about it. And we figured, it's more expensive than a tent, but it's cheaper than a cottage. So we figured, in the middle there.
And it's mobile.
The best thing is if we don't like our neighbors, we just change them.
We just move. Yeah. Now, do Airstreams keep their value? Like, there's certain products that really don't depreciate. Appreciate?
Well, I wouldn't say they appreciate, but they probably depreciate less than just about anything else with wheels. 10-year-old Airstreams right now are selling for pretty close to their original price.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Now, part of that's difference in dollar exchange, but that's still better than an awful lot of things you can buy. And they don't wear out. We have customers with Airstreams that are 45 years old, still quite serviceable and rolling down the road.
And you can pull them like Andy does with a Jag. You can pull an Airstream 34-foot with a Jag.
Do you have any great Poupon in that sucker?
Porsche Cayenne. It's amazing to see. Even with a Tesla, they did some testing pulling an Airstream with a Tesla the last couple of weeks.
Maybe my Honda Accord can even try that.
I love it. Andy, give us your website.
It's CanAmRV, so CanAmRV.ca.
Super. So I hope you get lots of hits. Interesting story about this company. When you go on Wikipedia, there's like pages and pages of stuff on Airstreams.
Thanks for your call, Andy.
Hey, thank you. Good to talk to you.
All right,
all
same
right,
here.
Good stuff.
And we'll get Dave and Jonathan out one weekend to Andy's place, and you can do glamping.
I'm not sleeping with Jonathan.
Let's not go there. We invite your calls, even if you want to sleep with him. That's kinky.
You got to sleep good. Your way to the top.
That's over. Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back. Stick around. Welcome back. This is Dave's Corner Garage.
And I'm impressed with Airstreams, really. It seems like if I was going to buy a trailer, I mean, that's what I would buy. It's a good investment.
Well, you know, Jonathan said with a comparison with a cottage, which is gorgeous. I would love to have a cottage. But yeah, there's neighborly hassles with cottages. Hey, could you stop the saw? You know?
And you have to entertain your kids. If you have young kids, you bring them to your cottage, you have to entertain them, or you got to bring all their friends to entertain them. Maybe. And then you got to.
And there's no
them.
Property taxes with this.
No, no.
And all kinds of bull S from townships.
But there is licensing. You got a license.
Yeah.
And
I know
people that are retiring, they want to sell their house, buy this, and just travel.
Get out of here.
The world before they.
All right. Enough chit chat. Let's
yes,
go
Dad.
On the phone and let's talk to Bill from Islington. Bill, good morning. How are you?
Yeah. Hi, Dave.
All right. Good morning.
Dave, I've accumulated gasoline that I pour off my lawnmower.
Yes.
And it's treated.
Right. How much of gasoline is it and how old is it?
It's about a year. Every year I pour it into a container.
Okay.
And this container is getting too big and I don't know what to do with it.
You know what? You should talk to your local gas station to see if you can get it put into their tank. Like they have an oil-to-oil receptor and they have a tank that it can probably accept that. I would not burn that stuff. That's probably too old. It gets skunky like beer.
Oh,
okay.
No.
So if the gas is that old, then and you're saying it's treated. It's got oil in it.
Yeah, they treat it like for a lawnmower two cycle.
No, don't put it in the car because you can damage the catalytic converter. You can damage the O2 sensors. It would cost you a fortune.
Yeah.
Talk to a gas station and ask how you can get rid of it.
Yeah, another one is an outboard motor. Now that's
same problem. Once the gas gets too old. Once the gas gets too old, it can only cause harm.
Take it to your mechanic and he'll give you some good advice.
Yeah, even your local mechanic can probably accept it.
I'll phone a mechanic.
Okay,
yes.
Great. Right. Thanks for your call.
Thank you. Thanks so much. Good question.
Yeah, Dave, I talked to you many years ago on my 97.
Okay.
Okay. You know, we've been here for almost 20 years and I don't remember.
Beautiful.
Thank
Let's
you
hope his
much.
Gas isn't 97. All right. Back at it.
And the city of Toronto is going after everybody. I went to license a car the other day, and we had to pay $220 in fines. Ooh. That some of our employees have been driving the cars in my name. And
not me, buddy.
I paid parking tickets, etc. So it turns out the city of Toronto is going back to 10 or 15 years if you've got any unpaid fines. And if you do, your driver's license can be suspended.
Yep, that's right. I did mine. I got my stickers online.
Yeah.
Got both of them for both our cars. And nothing. And I went, phew, it's good.
Yeah, it's good. But here's a situation where you may have a suspended license and not know it. And you get in trouble. You have an accident or something. So I went and I phoned my insurance agent. I asked, okay, the license has been suspended because I didn't pay a parking ticket. What happens if I have a collision? Am I still insured because I am an unlicensed driver?
And he said?
Your car is not covered, but whoever you hit is.
Oh.
So in other words, I could lose the car, but whoever I smack, they're covered. Crazy, huh? So I would check with the city to see if you have anything outstanding, because this is really serious. I mean, the reality is if you're an unlicensed driver, the people in your car may not be insured either.
And I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who are
unlicensed. Yeah.
What do you mean by
unlicensed, so good officer?
Jonathan Schlue is in with us for the entire hour. And next, we're going to talk to Trevor Hutchinson, who is getting ready for Wash for a Wish right across Canada. So stick around. This is Dave's Corner Garage. Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. We're going to give you some more information about Airstream and their website, because you may have missed part of it with Andy, and that'll be coming up later on before we forget at the top of the hour. Now we've got Trevor Hutchinson from Crown. Good day, Mr. Hutchinson. How are you?
Good morning, Stephen. How are you doing today?
Excellent.
Tell them where you are, Trevor.
So I am on the Niagara River waiting to get onto a jet boat.
Attaboy.
I love it.
Wow.
So, would they go through the rapids and stuff like that?
It goes through the rapids, and they just made us sign a waiver, and it asks for either burial or cremation, so I'm not sure what that means.
Well, you know what? It's burial at sea. I think that's got... they wrap you up in that white stuff and then throw you overboard.
We'll pay you a visit.
I think that's the option I'm going for.
I love it. Wash for a wish. That's next week.
That's right. And we've got our Wash for a Wish going on at our 285 Crown location. So we are well into our preparations for it.
Now, what I like is that some of these companies have already done Wash for a Wish. Others are going to kind of do it through the week. So you're going to run this almost for the whole week, aren't you?
Yeah, exactly. And actually, we had a bit of a kickoff with a charity golf tournament, and we had a really great start where we've already received donations in excess of about $12,000 just from that event alone, and then pre-orders. So we've had customers pre-ordering certificates to use for next Saturday. So we're well on our way to getting our $100,000 target.
Unbelievable. Now, we should explain what Wash for a Wish is. It's for terminally ill children who want to go to Disneyland and that sort of thing, and the family can't afford it. So the money that's collected in Toronto stays in Toronto. The money that's collected in Hamilton stays in Hamilton. That's how it works, right?
That's exactly it. And you know, for Lotlin, when we contribute to charities, and there's so many worthy charities out there, one of the things that we like about this is because we're a kind of a family-owned business, and a lot of our Crown shops are family-owned and run, and they operate in small communities. So for them to be able to contribute to charities that are within their own community really means something to them. So that's one of the great things that we like about this.
Yes, and you're going to be tomorrow. Where are you going to be?
Oh, tomorrow we're going to be in Yorkville. And
right.
So we're going to be out there for another great cause for prostate cancer. And so we're looking forward to seeing you guys out there and probably about 70,000 other people.
So maybe people who, you know, drop by the Crown booth at the Yorkville Exotic Car Show tomorrow and maybe treat yourself to get a coupon. Maybe treat yourself to a Ferrari.
Well, wouldn't that be nice?
It's
going to be a great event tomorrow. We really enjoyed, David, you guys getting us involved with, and we hope it's going to be something Crown's going to be a part of for a long time.
Well, listen, good luck with your Wash for Wish, and don't fall into the river the wrong way, okay?
Thank you very much, gentlemen. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Stay away from people playing the Canadian anthem.
Yeah, especially, you know what, if you're down there, you go to the American side right now, and you wear a Raptor jersey, you could have some problems.
And a Make America Great hat.
Yeah, forget that, with a Raptor logo on it. Bring it home, boys, and they did. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. We're getting a lot of calls in today, especially on Facebook.com. A couple questions answered here. Al is away. He caught Chicago up at the Casino Ram on the weekend. And by the way, who's this? Katrina Dave is here. He's just wearing a hat and he just looks short. And that's it.
Plus, he looks short.
And Ann Wilson writes in, this is kind of cool. We lived in an Airstream for 20 years.
Wow.
Andy is the best. So if you're looking for an Airstream, I mean, obviously, words speak louder than anything else. Go to canamrv.ca and ask for Andy. So keep calling in. Keep writing into facebook.com/ Dave's Corner Garage. And we welcome your calls. And it's amazing what's going on. Over to you, Dave.
You know, as our policy always is of not spending any money, we've got our reporter out at the Vintage Grand Prix up at the Canadian Tire Motorsport Park. Mike, how are you?
Hey, guys. We're doing really well here.
So we should explain what the Vintage Grand Prix is. It's actually from Varick, yeah.
Yeah, so there's a little bit of everything going on. So a lot of, you know, formula classics, vintage classics, hitting the track and, you know, seeing what they can do. It's a pretty neat show. Like, they got Volvo Nationals, vintage pre-1962, pre-historic 1973, lots of stuff going on.
I feel bad because we used to race the 62 model. I'm thinking as vintage, it should be like a 1931, or a Chevy or something like that. But I guess vintage has moved up a little bit.
it has. Well, believe it or not, actually, there's a brass era club called the Horseless Carriage Club that actually are going to be doing some laps with with some of their Brass Era stuff. I was actually just talking with a guy with a 1913 Cadillac. It's been in the family since day one, actually. And they're taking it out on the track, actually, later today. So
you know what? Go to corner two on the outside. That's the best corner to see old cars go down the hill.
Beautiful.
All right, thank because it's a reverse corner, and if something goes wrong, something will go wrong. it's a great corner to watch.
I don't know.
Or corner 5A, B, and C. That's also a great corner to watch.
Could you do any glamping down there in that
you
corner?
Could do glamping,
corner
two? Yeah. And a lot of people go to Mossport to camp.
Exactly. Actually, you know what? The weekend passes here are phenomenal. I was just checking it out. It's $35 a person, and camping is free.
So, Jonathan, if you have if you got an Airstream,
we'll pull our Airstream right in there and hook it up with car generator. We'll have power.
There you go.
So all you got to do is convince Jonathan you want to borrow his trailer.
Andy might even spot you for one, too. He's got lots of beautiful Airstreams.
And then you can watch Dave do turn two.
We should do a show from there.
You're obviously there to promote Lant Insurance.
We are, yeah. So we're, you know, perfect spot for it, for the vintage cars.
Yes.
There's a big car show actually going on tomorrow as well. So we'll definitely be in support with that. And we actually have a small package as well for motorhomes. So we're hitting the streets as well with that right now.
Tell me something. Next week is the Oldsmobile Nationals.
Yes.
You're going to that too?
I am in Flamborough. So, you know, it's just not an Oldsmobile show. It's put on by the Oldsmobile Club of Ontario, but any vehicle is welcome as well. So it's just not a pure Oldsmobile show, which makes it a little unique. So looking forward to that. We're going to be there with our booth. We're probably going to give away some tickets to the Truck Series race here. Definitely come
That's
out if you're... Western area of Ontario and check the show out. They're boasting upwards of 600 plus cars. So it's going to be a nice weekend.
Mike, a lot of stuff going on for the rest of the summer. So give them your website and people can check out the calendar events for car clubs.
Definitely. Go to lantinsurance.ca. Go to our events tab and we list all of the car shows in Ontario. All of the cruise nights across Ontario as well. Everything you need is right there.
Fantastic.
And they have Cars and Coffee, which is on
and
Sunday
we have
mornings.
Cars and Coffee.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Which is a great event.
All right. Let us know how Turn 2 makes out with you.
Hey, will do, guys.
Okay, buddy. Take care. Hey, this is Dave's Corner Garage. We're going to be back with Jonathan Schlue about more things about car generator and Airstream. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We will be right back and we'll take your calls too. Thanks. Just a few more minutes before we wrap up. This is Dave's Corner Garage. Dave with Jonathan Schlue from Car Generator.
I learned today that Airstream has got quite a following. Like our live broadcast on Facebook's just gone crazy.
Yep.
It's unbelievable. So I'm interested. I've been looking at an Airstream if I need one.
Yep.
I mean, you don't need a house or a cottage, right? You go down to Florida.
Well, my wife sleeps with all the windows open.
So you
even
get,
in the winter,
get a bigger Airstream.
So I ask her, why are we buying a house? Who could live in the backyard? But anyways, Airstreams have rooms?
Airstreams, well, our particular configuration, we have a bedroom in the back. We have a...
With a door that closes?
It's got like a partition that closes. But
good for afternoon naps. So, yeah. I mean, like a 30-foot isn't pretty long. It's hard to pull
reasonably, it's reasonably long, but there's really, the smaller ones are really super cute. I mean, the whole thing is you wake up in the morning. My favorite part is I wake up in the morning and look up at the ceiling, and it's this beautiful, shiny.
I got to tell you, Jonathan, at our age, just waking up in the morning is an experience.
Typically, like what's an average size Airstream?
25. Well, I think about 25 is a sweet spot. And actually, a lot of people, there's something called full timing, where people sell their house, sell all the stuff, get rid of it, and they buy an Airstream because it's not it's a pretty, you know, compared to a house, it's you have a lot of money left over after that. And you can live and travel comfortably. And so I would say the sweet spot is usually 25 feet from my estimation.
The advantage I could see is versus an RV is that you park your trailer and you have a car to leave.
That's it. Because I see the people that have the great big RVs.
Yeah.
You know, it's got a jacuzzi in it and everything else. But then you got to have another car you tow behind it.
Yes.
This, we've got like a diesel SUV, which we can use as our daily driver, but we can also hitch it up and go with we want with our Airstream. And that's it. So it's just a great way to do it. So
yeah, because once you park, you can leave.
The freedom to disconnect.
Okay, pretty much.
I like that.
And what was the other word I learned today?
Oh, it's
roughing it smoothly.
Roughing it smoothly.
And we have a lot of people who live down, who listen to the show, who are out of Toronto, down in the London St. Catharines area. So that's where Andy is. If you want to go to his website, it's canmrv.ca. And just take a tour down there. You can go to Skinner's and get a foot-long hot dog. You'll be all set.
And a big reminder that the Wash for a Wish is next week. But Trevor's going to be down at the event at the Rockdale. Well, they actually closed Bloor Street, put on a red carpet, and bring in 100 cars that you can't afford.
There's some gorgeous cars.
You know, they're unbelievable, some of those cars.
We can maybe get some nice, luxurious Airstreams down there next year. That would be really fun. You know, pull it in.
We want to do that Concours. That would be really that.
That's nice.
Where is it? Selby Beach, I think.
Yeah.
Do they have a Concours the like
Airstream? Well, actually, I'm going to at the factory, I presented a seminar all about boondocking. So they put me on and I had about 140 people. We're going to be in Doswell, Virginia, and there'll be probably 1,000 Airstreams, maybe more, something around that range.
Get long, little doggy. Is there actually a boondocking website?
There's lots of articles about boondocking, but it's just a freedom to camp or live anywhere is what it is.
So you can go boondocking. I'll go boondocking. We'll do it separately, of course, because people will start talking. And Dave, what will you do?
Well, 50 years ago, they landed on the moon.
He'll do some glamping.
And again, thanks to Mike from Lant Insurance for being our reporter at no cost. Have a great weekend, everybody. Keep the shiny side up, the greasy side down. Thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you, Dave.
You can always find his thing at
cargenerator.com.
Cargenerator.com or 800-750-4660.
And Alan Gilman will be back next week with Dave, who will be back from gramping.
Yes.
Glamping.
Gramping.
Glamping.
No, I'm smooth roughing.
Get out of here.
This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.